Speaking to South Sudan in Focus by phone, Panyijar County Commissioner Colonel William Gadjek Mabor says a local aid worker with the IRC was on his way home when he was attacked and killed in Nyal. He says the aid worker owns a video hall in the area where he shows international football matches for a fee. He says a patron who did not have money to pay to watch one of the games shot the aid worker.
The late aid worker had a place for football, so he advised the other one to pay for the game. Actually, they are relatives. After he was told to go home and bring money, he went and picked up his Kalashnikov, and then when the guy wanted to go home, he came and attacked him. That's it.
Gadjek says the known assailant is still at large, but county authorities are expected to arrest him very soon. Carol Segewa, country director for the International Rescue Committee in South Sudan, says the repeated attacks on aid workers derails the delivery of humanitarian assistance to the needy.
It makes it very difficult for us to work when humanitarian workers are attacked and killed. Our initial analysis does not show that it was directly against the IRC, but still, he was our colleague and we all feel the pain of his loss. He was doing a lot in nutrition to help the people in Nyal.
Last month, Dr. Louis Edward Saleh, an aid worker with the International Rescue Committee, was found dead in Ganyel Payam of Panyijar County, where he was serving in the only clinic in the area. A forensic report released by the government earlier this week indicates Dr. Saleh bled to death as a result of several cuts on his neck and stab wounds on his arms. The gruesome murder forced the International Rescue Committee to pull out from the area. Commissioner Gadjek says local residents of Ganyel are not only feeling the pain of the death of Dr. Saleh, but are suffering after humanitarian workers left the area.
They are dying every day. That is why I want NGOs to understand for their right to ask for their protection. Not because they don't have right to pull out. They have right, but I need them to ask for their protection and themselves, the innocent people. And Panyijar people, they are not wild anymore. They are human beings.
Gadjek says two guards who were on duty the night Dr. Saleh died have been arrested and are cooperating with investigation. Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomoro has also formed a committee at the national level to investigate the aid workers' killing and bring the perpetrators to justice. Dr. Saleh's killing and those of three other aid workers this year has sparked an uproar among health workers in South Sudan who are demanding an end to the persistent killing of humanitarian workers. Health workers had threatened to go on a strike, but later called off the strike for unclear reasons. For more than 30 years, the IRC has been one of the largest aid providers in South Sudan, delivering emergency assistance and supporting vulnerable populations in hard-to-reach areas. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.